Charles Barton sells organic lamb meat at the Wild Ramp Local Foods Market in downtown Huntington. The farmer from Bakerton, West Virginia, in the Eastern Panhandle is the perfect example of why the small market has succeeded.
They were looking for people to join in, and I was looking for a market that was I could be comfortable with. Besides, it gets me home more. I said, Huntington is my home, and I have friends here who have been at the farm, helped me work on the farm, and most of them live in this area.
From July 2012, when the market opened, to December 2013, the market has paid more than $345,000 to a total of 121 farmers and producers. Shelly Keeney is the market manager.
We feel great. We feel wonderful that we've been able to help the farmers. Since we opened in July of 2012, I think we have actually gone beyond what we expected that we'd be able to do together with the farmers.
Keeney says they have been surprised at how a small idea has turned into something that so many in the area depend on for locally grown food. She says they didn't expect it.
What surprises me is the amount of customer support from not just customers coming in buying product, but the business support that we've gotten from businesses that surround us. And now we have the attention of the ag department as well, because, you know, it's gone really well.
It's that support from the city of Huntington officials and the West Virginia Department of Agriculture and the need for more space that made the Wild Ramp want to expand. After having their bid selected by the city to take over the Central City Market in Huntington's West End, the market is preparing for a spring move that will provide much more space than they are used to. Gail Patton is the president of the board of directors for the market.
We have outgrown this space very quickly. We actually outgrew it a year ago, and we've been thinking about moving for quite some time now. And we decided to go for it and see if we could get a bigger building with better access. We're hoping to be able to add a lot more cold storage so that we can do some aggregation and selling more into schools and restaurants.
The larger space in the Central City Market will allow them to work with farmers on techniques for season extension so they can produce more into the cold months, and will allow for other things such as classes.
One of the big ones is that we'll be able to have classes right in the store. We'll be able to have cooking demonstrations, cooking classes. We'll be able to have gardening classes out behind the building, and we'll be able to expand what we can do on site. Now we are having those classes, but we always have to look around for another place to have them.
Patton says there is anxiety about the move, but with the support they have, they won't fail.
And the reason I think we'll be fine is because, like a wave, we're supported by all those little drops of water. We've got all these people. I mean, it's not five or six people doing this. It's the entire community. There are over 121 farmers now, and so it's not like we're out there on our own blazing this trail.
Until the move, the market is open at Heritage Station in Huntington. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.